Well, hello and welcome to the show today. I hope you are having a wonderful day so far. And I hope you are filled with the Spirit this morning. As you can tell, my heart is filled with the Spirit of truth this morning. That's God's truth. And I hope your morning started out the same. So before I jump right in here, hello to you all. Hope you are enjoying your morning. More importantly, hope you are giving God the praise. You are listening to the Faith Walk Radio Show. In case this is your first time tuning in, my name is Susan F. Rosario. The Faith Walk Show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. If you want to know more about how to strengthen your faith walk with the Lord, continue to listen in every week, again every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. You can tune in and listen. I often talk about faith as our support system, you know, like a pillar holding a building structure in place. Well, folks, that's how faith can work in your life. I talk about faith being one of the most important things to know about and live in. Why? Because when you live in your faith, your spiritual walk with God, everything makes sense during those moments that become impossible for you. Impossible to see through the madness, impossible to overcome. So I teach right here on this show every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. on the scriptures that can help activate your faith and get you on that good path with the Lord. So to all listening in this morning, hi there. Know that everything in life, folks, worth having, I personally believe, takes patience. Yes, allowing God to complete His work in you first before you get into the trouble, before you are led astray by your desires. And for those listening into the show every week, you know I always say to you, be patient, work your faith, and then wait for the faith to work for you by being patient. Before I move on, you know I have to throw in a scenario here. You ready? When you pray for something, and it doesn't happen when you want it to, and you start allowing what you would never allow to happen or start doing things the way you think they should go, then patience is not complete in you. It becomes clear that you are lacking in the patient area in your life. And I have a scripture for you that will make my point here for me this morning. I will talk about that here shortly as I move on in to talk about the scripture of the day. Let me first say this. If it doesn't feel right, if you're confused about it, then it's probably not God. The God way of life will not be of confusion. The scripture says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So, if it doesn't feel right, doesn't look right, if there's so much confusion around it, it's probably not God. So moving on, folks, and saying that, the title of the message today is Just Be Patient. Just be patient. Scripture I want to talk about, James 1, verses 2 through 4. Again, the title of the message today is Just Be Patient. Yes, if we were all patient, if you were patient, then you would have 24-hour faith, right? That's every day. That's every minute of the day. And for me, folks, I don't know about you, but I work on my faith every day. Until God comes back, there will always be something I need to be patient about, which is always to test my faith. That's what I believe. And I have learned this, folks. And I hope you get this too. No believer is exempt from facing trials and setbacks in life. We all have to walk through the same door in respect to being patient and faith building, along with working on being patient 24/7. As you work your faith 24/7. And I say work because that's what the scripture tells us to do about being patient, so that patience can complete its work in us, not lacking anything, so that we can be mature, lacking nothing. That's scripture. So if you lack nothing, you are filled with everything, right? If you lack nothing, then you are filled with everything. And all I can say is that being filled with everything is right where you want to be, mature and not lacking anything. So think about that as I move on into the main scripture here. Know this, know that faith needs time, your time to work on you. So be patient and let your faith work. Let it do its thing because your faith will be tested over and over again. It's a given. And I will tell you why I keep talking about that here shortly. Take a look or listen to the scripture of the day I've been referencing for the last few minutes. Scripture reference again, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Again, verse 4 tells us this, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So, in saying that, are you counting your trials as joy? Are you counting your trials as joy today? And if not, let me take you back to verse 2. That's James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, remember, you're going to be tested. Your faith is going to be tested. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Moving on to 4 again, verse 4, James chapter 1, verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So again, I ask, are you counting your trials as joy? Are you counting various trials in your life as joy? And you know how to have joy doing those various trials? I'll give you a few tips here, but again, James chapter 1 verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So folks, whatever you're going through, God will allow situations to come about to test your faith, to know what is in your heart and what is on your mind. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work. In other words, don't get beside yourself. Don't get frustrated. Don't give up at the drop of a dime. Let patience complete its perfect work in you so that you can be lacking nothing, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So again, I've asked 3 times already, are you counting your trials, all the things you go through in your life, as joy? Are you counting those various trials in your life as joy today? And I laugh inside when I say that, because I don't mean to laugh, but the scripture is basically asking you this, still be happy and be filled with the spirit of peace, no matter what. When there is nothing to be happy about, still be happy. And I hear somebody out there saying right now, well, Susan, how do you expect me to find joy when everything is falling apart? Well, I can tell you this, and hopefully it'll encourage you today. The way you have joy, even when nothing is going right, is by being patient, living in the moment, and not letting what you don't have yet or what you missed out on keep you from still having faith for it. Remember, the scripture tells us to let patience have its perfect work. So the key words here is perfect work, and the work is your patience. And let me give you a definition here. Let me find it. The definition of patience means the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Now, I'm laughing inside again because I know some folks might think that's impossible, but it's really not. You have to work on it. Just like anything else, you have to work on a relationship with God. You have to work on your faith, building stronger faith, and you have to work on having patience, just like you have to work on forgiving folks, just like you have to work on loving other people. You have to work on having patience. Again, the definition of patience means the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. So in reality, folks, patient means endurance, stamina, and of course, tolerance. So here's the thing. After reading these scriptures today, we have to be made perfect in the patience which grows your faith. We have to tolerate our problems, not give in to them, but allow them to work themselves out. Through what? Well, through the testing of our faith. Remember I said you are going to be tested. The adversary is going to tempt you at every opportunity he gets or you give him. But the Lord is also going to test you through those various trials So again, let me read this before I move on. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Wow, what a way to live, right? Perfect and complete when you have patience. So here it is, folks, in a nutshell. I want it, but I don't see it yet. I feel good about it, but I just can't trust it. I'm tired of waiting for it, so what should I do to make it happen myself? I deserve it. Why is God making me wait so long for it? I keep trying and things are not getting better. I don't know what to do, so I just stay frustrated. In all seriousness, folks, James chapter 1, again, scriptures 2 through 4, helps in understanding yourself and what you need to do to get you to a place where things don't bother you as much, where you are living in the patience, working on letting it all ride on the coattail of your faith, ride on the coattail of your not lacking faith, where it no longer has power over you through your feelings and those thoughts. All those various trials come along with thoughts, right? Again, some of those thoughts, I want it, but I don't feel it yet. I don't know what to do. It's never going to happen. I have waited, and it still hasn't happened. So what is patience going to do for me that I am not doing already? Well, it might be having your faith, exercising your faith. It all works hand in hand. You have faith, it gives you patience. You have patience, it gives you faith. The Word of God is not just a standalone scripture. It all works hand in hand together. So again, folks, I always make these comments sometimes, and I have to say it again. I know it's blessing some folks out there because I get your letters, and I thank you for that. You have to build a personal one-on-one relationship with God. As I said, each scripture that you read in the Bible is not a standalone. It all works hand in hand. Today, I happen to be talking about having patience. As the title of the message says, just be patient. So I'm talking about patience today. But other days, I talk about love and forgiveness. I talk about how we have to be doers of the word and not hearers only. How we have to stay spiritually connected to God, as opposed to being disconnected and living out our own desires in life. So the Bible is not a standalone scripture. It all works together. So in order to have peace in your life, in order to have some sort of way out, you have to be willing to give up something. And you know what that give up is? You have to be willing to give up yourself and give into the Word of God. Allow that to shape you and mold you into that vessel that the Lord can use to save other people. You got it? So today I am talking about patience. Again, the title of the message is Just Be Patient. In case you are just tuning in, I have been reading from James chapter 1, scriptures 2 and 4. Talks about being happy, being full of joy, having peace in your life, even when those trials are running rampant in your life. Find the joy, because the joy of the Lord is truly your strength. So, in case you are just tuning in, welcome to the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am happy, filled with the Spirit. As always, I am enjoying sharing the scriptures. I hope you're getting something out of these scriptures and points of discussion here. And the scripture here says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. So, how do you have joy? Again, scripture tells us the joy of the Lord is your strength. And James 1, chapter 2 tells us this, count it all joy when you fall into trials, when all starts to go wrong. Still be happy. Still be full of peace. Still have faith. Because if you've ever been through anything you thought you were never going to get out of it, there was no way out, your problems were attacking you, but somehow the Lord brought you through it. So there you can find the joy, knowing that anything is possible with God. So as I asked at the top of the show, and if you are just tuning in today, are you counting your trials as joy today? That is the question of the day. Are you counting your various trials in your life as joy? So all the trials could be your finances. Another trial could be death in your family. Another trial can be a loss of a job. Another trial could be friendships falling apart. Another trial could be a demotion in your life. All the various trials in your life, guess what? Be happy about it. It doesn't matter because God's got you and He's got everything under control. I have to break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today. Just wanted to take a few minutes to tell you all about the Faith Walk Show. We are here on Sundays, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I want to tell you our core message is focusing on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety. Yes, using your faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. That's right, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here. I will be here waiting for you. I also look forward to hearing from you. Email me. I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, and I would love to share your story right here at the end of every month, the last Sunday of every month, with the world to tell them how the Lord is working in your life. So, to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, Susan at faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan at faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Now, continue on listening to the show as I conclude today's message.
Now, back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, I am back on the other side of the break talking about being made perfect in patience this morning. Sets you up to not lack in nothing in your life, folks. I believe if we can take off the table, meaning take away the desire to be and do, and replace with joy and peace, your faith is left on autopilot. Yes, meaning your faith is always on, always in a state of go. Also, my key word of the day are patience and perfect work. Again, the definition of patience means the capacity to accept or tolerate, delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. I only have a few minutes left on the air today. Before I go, here's another scripture that ministered to my heart this morning. Want to share it with you. Hope it does the same for you. Comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. Such a beautiful scripture, and it says this. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So you see, waiting patiently while waiting for all those faith seeds planted in your life is to first grow in faith. And wait, 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 folks, always wait on God's plan for your life. Being patient is worth the while. Now this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. You have to first be willing to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is the truth. And then the next thing is to let that light shine so bright in your life that you are no longer impatient, but at peace. Living in your faith, loving every minute of the struggle every day, knowing that faith determines the outcome, not time served, not years of knowing it, but a lifetime of living to be made complete by it. Folks, I've had a great time sharing the Word of God with you today. I have said for the month of January, I was going to say Happy New Year to everybody every week. I hope your new year has started out with a bang. I hope you will join me next week, same time, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Join Susan F. Rosario right here on the Faith Walk Show. Also, feel free to visit my website any time of the day or night by logging on to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. You can listen to this message again, all of my other archive messages, download the theme song for this show, which is the Faith Walk song. Also, don't forget to send me your Faith Walk inspirational stories. To all those that are sending in your stories, thank you, thank you. God is doing some amazing things. Also, send us your prayer requests. We will be more than happy to stand in the gap and pray over your requests every day. As always, I only have one last thought and comment to make, my signature goodbye. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.